kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid.
between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on your shore. You say, come to the
was preaching down off of 3rd and Main. As I was passing by, he was talking kinda crazy, warning us all about the end of time. So out from the crowd, I just asked him, how could God love a mess like me? Son, I'm a preacher now, but that ain't who I used to be. He said, you'll never know just how far love has brought me. You'll never know who I used to be. I've been around and I've been down to the bottom of hell and back again. I was almost out, I was at my end, but then love stepped in. She worked downtown at the halfway house almost every day. Preacher told me about his amazing love. I was lost and alone, and the lights came on, and hope set my heart free.
By the book. armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program. And it's brought to you by, we lost them all. It's brought to you by all of us that attend it. I don't have a sponsor anymore, thank goodness. I still got a bunch of candles left over. Man, I have to apologize to y'all for that. I missed that completely. The Lisa K. Candles Gypsy Group. I just had no idea. I guess I owe everybody an apology that I wasn't on my toes and couldn't see the deception now to think about it. And I thought I was pretty good at it. Boy, I tell you what, I got humbled right quick. Be able to see through that deception, unbelievable. Family, Satan uses evil to achieve good. I got a network and I do the best I can with it. You know, and improvise and glue. Rubber bands and paper clips, but it's working. Family, welcome to this afternoon's broadcast. I'm going to talk to you all about some very serious subjects today, as I hope I do always. And then the part of what I'm going to talk about, man, get your waiters on, because it's going to be deep in it, I tell you what. Oh, man. The first thing people do is they try to make friends with you. That's how the enemy does it. And you just got to watch out. And there's some people do make friends with you, and they do come close and all this, and they're legitimate. And there's others that don't. They come close, and they gain your confidence, and then, pshaw, they take off in another direction. And it's usually just a little bit of a pshaw. You got that word, pshaw? It goes off in a different direction than what you expected. Now, they'll never come at you directly. If they do, it's pretty obvious. So they get close to you. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Family, there's so much corrupted doctrine. I've never seen anything in my life. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The Bible, the King James Bible, stands on its own. And yet mankind tries to reinvent it with all kinds of nonsense and throw their own. So they'll tell you 95% truth. Here comes that 5%. You ready for it? And there it is. You got to be ready for it. Everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that doesn't mean a thing. Show me your fruits and always be ready. Because family, let me put it like this. Y'all saw the movie Lone Survivor about the SEAL team was dropped in to capture a Taliban leader and so forth. Well, when they landed, the four SEALs, when they landed in the area searching for this terrorist, and they got out of the helicopter, they were immediately in a hot LZ, a hot landing zone, enemy territory, immediately. So as soon as you come out of the helicopter, you drop down from a parachute, or you land from a submersible, or you come off of a submarine onto the shore. I was a former Marine for 12 years, and so I'm familiar with military. Anyway, and you're there to gather intel like force recon or SEALs or battalion recon, depending. And you're in enemy territory immediately. Okay, you got the point. Well, here it is. When you were born, the day you were born, the day you come out of your mother's womb, and you landed, and look at this doctor and nurse just waiting for you. Come here! You know, you're like, who are you? You don't look like my mama. All right, and then finally you meet your mama, and you don't remember none of it for 4 years. 4 years, you're without memory. You know why? You know why? Because you're in your mother's matrix for almost up to 5 years, and then your memory kicks in. No, your awareness, your subliminal memory is there when you first come out of the mother's matrix, but you don't remember it. So your memory is established around 5-6 years old. You're like, whoa, I'm awake. Wow. But the first 4 years, you're not. You're still, you know, getting milk from the natural way, you understand, or whatever. You're not changing your own diapers. First 4 years. And on the 5th, 6th year, depending, you acquire a memory. And you start remembering. Oh, I remember when I was 6 years old. Was it 6, Mom? Yes, honey, it was 6 years old. And you say, oh, I remember. But you don't remember when you were 2 and 3. Because you're still in the mother's matrix, but outside the womb. Okay, you got that point? Point number 3. The day you're born, from then on till, well, let's say today, 16th of January, 2014, and ever how old you are, and in the future, or whatever, and in between, you're in enemy territory. Right now. Right now. This very second. I don't care if you're an American, and you're in the United States, or you're in Africa, or you're in Sweden, or New Zealand. Don't make a lick of difference what country, what piece of ground you're on. The flag means nothing. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. It's something that it's come up to divide countries. What means something is your soul. It belongs to God. It don't belong to America. It don't belong to Germany or Scandinavia, wherever. All that's baloney. You belong to God. You see? All the flags on this world, every single flag, has an occult meaning. All of them. Every single dividing flag, symbol, and idol. Everything. Patriotism is an idol. Patriotism is used to foment war. That was the purpose of patriotism. Whew, I can't believe I said that. I am a former U.S. Marine. I am a patriot or whatever, but, because I live here, but not really. No. I'm a patriot. No. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Any questions? That's it. I learned the truth. I'm out of the matrix. I ain't going back. You see, I'm not going back because it's not there. It's a movie. It's scripted. It's all scripted. I'm going to talk about that today. You see, and now you're running a race. I don't know, 440. How many laps is that? Whatever. So you run so many laps and you're on the last lap. And you know you gotta burn it out. Man, you gotta burn it out. Put everything out. Go, go, go. Everybody's yelling, yeah, you're coming, go, go, go. Well, when they see that finish line, they think, God keeps extending it though on them. You know, that's what he does. They're going all out for it. They're pushing the limit. What does that mean? That means they're pushing the limit for taking down the Constitution, which they did in 1938, to increase homosexual marriages to be statewide mandated for every state and union, pushing for abortions to be legalized, pushing for drugs to be legalized, transgender bathrooms. Parents are just standing by and letting it happen. Everything. They're putting all their humanistic objectives into order. So you hear the controlled opposition, like Alex Jones, Lindsey Williams, Quayle, Dizdar, all these guys, controlled opposition, and they say the Bilderberg, blah, 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 the Club of Rome, blah, blah, blah. And so you always wonder, what do they really talk about? Well, that's easy. All you got to do is pull. I mean, actually, you could almost come up with their agenda items. You don't have to try to do that fake sneak in there as a fake that Jones did. He didn't sneak in there. They let him have it. All you got to do is pull out, it's real simple, pull out the humanist manifesto, start listing them. And I gave that in one of my broadcasts. You can go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. And I've got my previous broadcasts and Bible studies and archives. And you click on where I talk about the humanist agenda. And that is their agenda items. It's just simple. What they teach, then they put, and that's what I cover the broadcast, the articles for. Because that's like a report card for their humanist followers, nationwide, worldwide, to let their followers know where they are. That's why they need the news. Magazines, cartoons, TV, movies, like a report card to their followers, to see where they are, how close they're getting. Humanism denies existence of God. Humanism denies existence of a devil. See, it all, this is the religion of Islam. Islam was created by the Vatican. Humanism is the religion of the Antichrist, Satan. Of that agenda item. The individual need answer only to himself. He is his own judge. So when you look at these, oh, here we are. Humanism teaches man to follow his own changing values, be responsible for the consequences of his actions, abortion, illegitimate births, Lebanism, homosexuality, murder, hatred, strife, contention, in general, let it all hang out, baby. Ever heard that before? That comes from Tavistock. That comes from the formation of the agenda items, slang, everything came out of Tavistock to foment their agenda. Worldwide, using the Club of Rome, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Royal Institute of National Affairs, Illuminati in Europe, Council of Foreign Relations, Illuminati in the United States, Canadian Institute of International Affairs, Canada, every country's got one. Every country. And they're under subjugation of the Illuminati. Romans, not Jews, Romans, Italian, Illuminati. That's nothing more than mere slaves of the fallen angels and Satan. Humanism teaches no man need recognize any authority beyond himself. They deny life after death. Humanism teaches a child is able to determine his own best values at any age. Does that sound familiar about child euthanasia? About international rights of the child? You see how they put it together? That's an agenda item. So, John, yes, where are we with international rights of the child? Well, we're working on some congressmen in America. They're not going along with it. Okay, which ones are they? And they'll identify them, and they'll identify a task force to focus on that one senator to get him back on track or kill him or cause him to look like a homosexual, pedophile, someone with drugs, or have a car crash. And I'm not using movies here. This is really what goes on. Humanism teaches sex is love. You ever heard the phrase back in the 70s? Love means you never have to say you're sorry. And that's what humanism teaches. Do you see how deep this goes, family? All of Hollywood, actors, actresses that are internationally known, Charlton Heston, the reason they formed NRA and that traitor Charlton Heston is a Freemason. John Wayne was a Freemason. Oh, I hate saying that. Oh, Clint Eastwood is a Freemason. They're all Freemasons. Eastern Star and the witchcraft. Depends on what area, but they must be controlled. And I mean all of Hollywood. All of Hollywood. It's a fraud. Doug Dynasty, the whole lot of them, signed contracts to lie. They pretend. Everyone in Hollywood, all of them, to keep us busy, to brainwash. Notice, case in point, factual. Ventura, professional wrestler, is also a governor. Is also on TV. Y'all getting the idea now? Ronald Reagan. He's nothing more than a mere actor. But he pretended to be a patriot. He's a liar. He's proven liar several times. I'm not gentle when it comes to telling the truth. I don't milk toast it. People don't like it. I can't help that. I'm not backing down. Because I got the evidence. You can find pictures of Nixon and his cousin Reagan. That's correct. At Bohemian Grove. They're there. Now, if you want to milk toast that and say, well, they really didn't know what they were doing, you go ahead and do it if you want to. I'm not going to do it. Because they were appointed to be president. Never elected in our history. FDR confirms that we've never had a democracy. Democracy elects presidents. We've never had one. FDR, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, in front of eyewitnesses of three congressional committees, confirms we do not have and never have had a democracy in this country, ever. Never. And they'll see to it. We never do. Unquote. Oh, yeah. You see, family, Satan has placated us, but because we have the laws established to support biblical principles in the Constitution, the laws were there. God allowed us to continue. You understand what I'm saying here? The laws reflect biblical principles, even though the government had never intended, from George Washington on, never intended for us to have that democracy or republic freedom, ever. It was set up in 1425. 1492 was the invasion of the North American continent by an avatar, by a bloodline to the royal family named Columbus. He knew exactly where he was going. The history books lie. Sorry, I'm not gentle. You know, I don't feel like being gentle today. I'm going to tell you the truth. You see, Satan is prince of this world. That's my point. But God's king. And he is coming back. And Jesus Christ is alive and well. And boy, he's waiting. He's awaiting. He's waiting for the last one to say, Lord, come into my life. And boy, it's going to come down on us. This world will be judged. Listen. Every living human being since the dawn of time, not one will escape, not one human being that's ever lived on the face of this earth since the day this world was created. Not one will escape judgment or reward. Not one. I mean, God's not going to say, did I forget anybody here? Anybody not forget judged or something? Or really? Death will not escape judgment, and death only puts you in heaven if you're born again, if you took Jesus as your Savior. I mean, every human being that's ever lived and breathed the breath of air will either be in heaven or will be sent to hell. There ain't no middle ground. There's no such thing as ghosts of Aunt Martha. Martha either went to heaven or Aunt Martha went to hell. Wherever she went, God knows. We don't. We don't know what people do at their deathbed. That's one thing you don't know. That's God's business. But the one thing for sure, they're either in heaven or they're in hell, and the body's in the ground asleep. Now, we see it as, oh, what are you talking about? Aunt Martha? Oh, man, she got cremated. She's done. Sorry. If God can create mankind, man, Adam, the first human and only human, the first one, no one before him of human, angels, yeah, not human, no, was created from nothing. Element-rich soil in the Garden of Eden, which doesn't exist anymore on the earth, been covered over by a lot of ice, washed away by the flood. Yeah. He took all those elements, particles, protons, molecules, atoms, whatever, and his power and his voice only, no Big Bang, his voice only, he spoke it into existence. Now, our human minds are frail. We can't comprehend that. I can't. Now, if you can go ahead, but I can't. That's God's business, not mine. There's dimensions of God that we don't even have a, we couldn't even imagine in our, in any movie. They can't even imagine the dimensions that God has. There's only one God. God don't sit on the conference table with a whole bunch of others. It don't work that way. When he created the angels and Adam and Eve, they didn't have a belly button. You know why they didn't have a belly button? Because they weren't born the regular way. Now, Cain and Abel had a belly button. Why? The embryonic cord. Yeah, buddy. You see what I mean? And guess who else had a baby button, a belly button? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, did. Because he was born of the Virgin Mary. And not by immaculate conception. She is a virgin. And the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, came upon her. And she became pregnant. Guess who the father was? Father was God Almighty himself. Yeah, Joseph had a little bit of a problem with that, but not when he found out who the baby was, he didn't. And when you got a big old angel saying, boy, you better get your butt home. Well, Joseph got his butt home and started taking care of her. Because he knew that was the Savior of the world. And they told him what to name him is Jesus, not Yeshua, not Jeshua. In Hebrew, that might have been the name. But the Word of God was written by Gentiles, the way it's supposed to have been, after the Jews failed and rejected Jesus. It fell upon the Gentiles to write the Word of God. And that's what happened. First in Greece, Jesus. And then it changed to Jesus. And that's his name, Jesus. And you'll find it in the Bible. Yeah. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And we're going to get moving here. Got some things to tie up from tomorrow and the day before. And this is Thursday, isn't it? Wow, this week's gone by swoom fast. Lord, thank you today for us being able to come together in another broadcast. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have as this network can still continue. And Lord, we thank you for the gifts you give us. And Father, give us discernment, wisdom, that we can see these gifts, that Lord, that your existence is around us, Lord. And give us that wisdom to see this, Lord, that maybe others don't see, that we can share that with others. Lord, we thank you for divine appointments and the trust you've given us that we can share our knowledge of what we have and to learn from others too, Lord, to give us that humility to be able to accept new knowledge and, Father, to give us that courage to speak out what we do know. Lord, we need that help from the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our family members, those that's in need of healing. Father, we pray for that to happen and to surprise the doctors, Lord. That, Father, through your healing, the true healing, the miracles, that, Father, your name will be glorified. Father, we pray for these servicemen coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Lord, through your Holy Spirit power, Lord, you'll override the effects of these drugs. The psychotropic drugs are given. The vaccines are being given to destroy their bodies. And, Father, you'll use your Holy Spirit power to render them null and void. And, Father, to set divine appointments when they come back and while they're at home, Father, that someone in their family or some loved one or a stranger, somehow or another, Father, will a divine appointment will witness the love of Jesus to them. And, Father, to put their mind in that track to, Father, to give them that direction through your intervention, Lord. Father, we pray that you'll give the courage, somehow you'll touch the hearts of these pastors and rabbis and priest, Father, to give them courage to step out of their 501c3 churches, to step away from this new age and emerging church and the Christian religion, that, Father, they'll teach the true word of God from the old way, that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And, Lord, they're not doing that today. And to use the true word of God through the King James Bible, Father, they're using corrupted Bibles they don't know. Some of them know and still using it, Lord, but put conviction in their heart. Lord, we call upon you to strip down protection that the Illuminati has and, Father, to close up those portholes that they have put out. And, Lord, to protect those children, Lord, or bring them to home of those they've abducted for these witchcraft practices and for sacrifices, Lord, that you would shut them down. And, Lord, to take away their sacrifices, Lord, and even have conversions among the witches, Lord, that those that have been convicted hard, that Lord, that they'll turn away and even convert entire covens. Father, we need help down here, Lord, and we know that the Satan is moving hard and fast, but Father, he knows his time's short. Father, we need the Holy Spirit power to override this influence and to give us that those opportunities and, Father, the words to speak in those days. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. You know, I was waiting, and some people were been talking to and all that, waiting for the in one particular area for the shoe to fall. It fell. January 16th, 2014. Yeah, Snowden. He got the name, honestly, I think, the Snowdem All is what I can call it. Snowden. And Assange. And all the others. And these so-called CIA guys. I'm out of the CIA now. I'm going to write a book. And I'm on Sid Roth. Or I'm on O'Reilly or something. It's a bunch of baloney. See, what they do is they let their agents out. NSA, CIA, AAA, whatever they got. NSA something. And they're on the lam. They're running. They're hiding. Oh, I can defeat them. I can hide. But I'm here on TV. TV. People believe this nonsense. And then they put a book out. And this, we're telling the truth. We're telling the truth about what they're doing. I am here to, and it comes on Alex Jones show and all these other, it's all family. It's nothing more than Dancing with the Stars. It's nothing more than a scripted out bunch of baloney. Well, Snowden, just like they do it, they get the confidence of people, right? And the hope that people say, we're going to beat him now, yeah. And Snowden comes out as a truth teller, right? A whistleblower. Yeah, his whistle's got holes in it, it's what it's got. So he'll tell, 70, 80% truth and confirm this and confirm that as he's ordered to by the CIA, NSA, whatever. All right? But they got a hook coming. There's a hook coming. Always is a hook. All right? Yeah? So he's all talking about NSA and they're spying and all that. They know we know this already. So we held him up as a hero, and then they have this little thing. Well, he wasn't on the Greyhound bus. His seat was empty, and they show you a picture of his empty seat, and like they can't find him. Oh, that's so silly. So silly. And then they say, well, oh, he escaped, got in the airport. Yeah, right. Escaped through TSA, and they, whatever, maybe took a slow boat to China and went the other way. Who knows? And so he gets to Russia, right? He gets to Russia. We'll take you in, Snowden. Yes, Sergey. Yes, boss. Take Snowden here. Okay, Sergey, you take care of him. Okay. Yeah, baloney. Yeah, see, that's the biggest bunch of baloney. I almost said something else, but anyway, you get my point? It's a lie. Because all the intelligence agencies work together like brotherhood. Only ones they kill are those that kind of get away from them. You know, they get out from the blood oath and they want to do their own thing. I say, well, you're not supposed to do that. I'm going to anyway. They kill them. You see, so the reality is the top secret classification is not to keep it from one country's Secret Service agent from another. No, they share information. They're to keep the information from you. Huh? So the BND, DGS, whatever, from France, CIA, Mossad, KGB, FSN, Turkish intelligence, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, they all work together. They share information. Really? Look up Bill Clinton and Chinagate. How about that? It's only scratching the surface. How about FDR, Churchill, his upper-level cousin, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in mid-1920s? Oh, that's correct. Churchill planned by design to sink the Lusitania working with the chancellor in Germany because he's second cousin, Churchill, second cousin to Hitler. That's a fact now. You understand where I'm going with this? These are truths, I'm telling you. Okay, here's Snowden's hook. January 16th, here's Snowden's purpose all along. Snowden, tall, white, space aliens control America. Now, everything he said, either for some people, has been rendered, oh, this guy's a nutcase. So everything he said now is going to be doubted. And those that believe him, they're going to go with David Icke and all this, that aliens, space aliens, control America. No. You know what controls America? Vatican does. Illuminati. We're the fighting arm of the Illuminati. All right, you know what controls them? Not aliens, fallen angels, demons. You see, there's no such thing as aliens. They don't exist. Fallen angels do. Now, if you want to believe aliens, go on ahead. That's good, go ahead. That means you have to accept evolution as a fact. You want to believe in aliens? Go on. But then you got to ask yourself. Now, you don't have to ask yourself. You can live in ignorance all you want. But myself, I say, okay, so there's aliens. All right. So where'd they come from? Well, they evolved. Okay, they evolved. Evolved out of what? I don't stop. You know, I want to know. I want to know what molecule they're from. That's how I do things. I'll ask why till I run out of W's. You see, oh, I've been a pain in the butt all my life. That's the way it goes. And so they say, well, they evolved. I say, I evolved from what? Well, they used to be a lower level human or whatever. Really? So where'd the human come from? Evolution, right? Who created the human that they came from? Well, it's been millions of years. Okay. Well, millions of years ago, where'd it came from? Where'd it come from? Let's keep going. Let's not stop. Then they get mad at you because they can't answer the question because it gets right down to evolution. Well, evolution's impossible. So let's go back again. See, they don't want to talk about God. If you talk about God, uh-oh, that means God judges. Uh-oh, I don't like that. Goes back to humanistic belief that we're our own gods. You see, they don't like that. No, if you believe in aliens, you got to believe in evolution. And then evolution's impossible. So you're right back to God. Okay, so there's a God, supernatural being, right? Yeah. Well, who is that? Show, can you tell me? Do you think he's invisible, that he's hiding? So you can funnel it down with just asking them questions. Come up, let them come up with the answers. There's one God. His son's Jesus Christ, and God is one. God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are one. 1 John 5, verse 7. So our minds as human beings can't comprehend this. We can't wrap our mind around that. Because we do not have the dimensional capacity to understand who knows how many dimensions God has. Satan certainly doesn't, obviously. Satan has no wisdom. Satan and the fallen angels have no discernment. Listen now. That's why they want to tap into Christians, born-again Christians, to find out what God's up to. The way they do that is they have the Christian to put a spell on themselves. What better place to do it than the church? What better way to do it than Kundalini? Infiltrating in the church with Jesuits. Uh-huh. Christian yoga. Yep. Because you mess with that stuff. Talk about Harry Potter in the books. In church, opens up portals. Allows the demons to come inside the individuals doing it. That's how they do it. Oh, they don't want you to know that. And it's working. Because people are doing it. Massively. You remember yesterday, broadcast, I talked about euthanasia. And of course, that's one of the objectives that they talk about at the Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome specifically. In getting certain states to approve euthanasia, you need a model. Oh, Belgium was a model. The Netherlands was a model. Got to put in the health care bill. And they did. Oregon. And that, when I did the research yesterday, don't take me long, I was shocked and surprised and amazed at how many states are got it on their desks, on their tabletops, getting ready to put it through. While everybody sleeps and watches stars, Dancing with the Stars. Well, 2 days ago. Is that soon enough for you? January the 14th. Right before my very nose. I read an article in the Winston-Salem Journal. Now, family, when I say Winston-Salem Journal, you say, well, what's that got to do with Hardin, Montana? Or what's it got to do with Chicago, Illinois, or Austin, Texas, or just pick a state somewhere, a town. Because, family, they're all connected. All the news prints the same articles right down in Timbuktu, Tennessee. And on the internet, they'll have the same article. So you'll find the article. Here's the article. It's the punctuation mark colon. There's no judge colon. Well, maybe there are. I don't know. Anyway, I know the judge has a colon, but never mind. You have judge colon. New Mexico doctors can give meds to help people die. Now, what you do, y'all, is you put in judge in your URL or your search bar, and New Mexico or NM doctors can give meds to help. Doesn't that sound nice? Hey doc, can I have some med? I want to die. You don't mind giving me a med, some meds that I can die, do you? And you put enter in there, and what do I get? Oh, look what I got in front of my little old eyeballs. I do declare, holy, oh my gosh, I didn't expect that. Oh my goodness. You know when you do, wow. You know when you do the, I need a drink of water. When you do the old, put the title in the search bar and you hit enter and you go down below on Yahoo or Google and you got 1 page, 2 page, 3 page, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pages and you go to Lord knows 2,000 pages. There's 10 pages on the internet search with that one article I just put in the URL bar myself. I mean the search bar. So what they do, that's the point. You take that one article and they'll spread it throughout the United States. That one article. You'll find it in every paper in America. You see how they do it? And here I got a humdinger here. New Mexico state judge rules assisted suicide is legal. So they make it legal for you to kill yourself. So they'll make sure you go to hell. That's what it boils down to. And you know most judges are Freemasons. I know several judges down in Winder, Georgia, that are actually warlocks on the bench. Now that's a bench, isn't it? Huh? How about that? Is that too much truth for y'all? That gives me chill bumps. You know, you see how close we're getting now? So the more they approve homosexual marriage, the more they approve you can kill yourself, suicide, the more they can take down the Ten Commandments. This is what they're planning to do. So NAACP, you all are going to take care of the racial issues and keep them going. ACLU guys, you get your leaders and you're going to focus on the religious issues. And I'm not exaggerating, that's how they do it. In every state, in virtually every country. Every country's got its equivalent. Y'all getting the massive implications I'm making here, and with evidence right before your eyes? And they say in the militia groups and all this, there's more of us than them. Really? Okay. My regular followers, my regular listeners, what have I been saying now for 4 years? That those militia groups are going to be infiltrated, being set up by the CIA, by the FBI, to take names, identify those they're going to take out. And some of their main leaders, supply guys that are working for the NSA undercover or CIA undercover or FBI undercover to identify every major militia group inside the United States, and they will subvert the inside of them and pretend to be their friends. The Ozarks, all those are going to have their little settlements, and they got their seeds and all this, you know, building their log cabins and all this, that, and the other. They'll have them pinpointed and taken out so fast, they have no idea what's going to come down on them. Because they've got Russian, Chinese, Singapore. They've got planes, foreign planes, war planes in Idaho. The people don't understand what's going on. It's just like you say, I see a train wreck coming, and I can't tell enough people the truth of what's happening. It's really doggone. It's really frustrating the dickens out of me. And you listen to all these shows out there, and they're doing this rah-rah patriotic stuff, and some of them really believe it. But they're going to be tagged and taken out. More of us than them. Family, they say they got six generals on their side. There's an article here. Gives the name of the general on their side. Now, what kind of revolution can you have when you name your main leaders? That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. We're going to have a revolution, America. Yeah. And we got our six generals. Let's publish it. Huh? Don't somebody see some kind of insanity here? That there's a setup? We're going to have a nice revolution, family. A nice, oh, we're shooting up here, and the generals get together on there. You got to be kidding me. No, I got the article, and it names six generals. Even Rick Joyner. He's some sort of quasi-pseudo minister down in Charlotte. He's a Knights of Malta, family. He's a Knights of Malta, for goodness sakes alive. Don't nobody do any research? Don't even, what's going on around here? What's wrong with people? You know, what kind of medication are they putting? Oh, yeah, that's right. Fluoride. Since the year 1900. I forgot about that. Russia's anti-gay policy leaves a skater in a bind. See, they got to print these little articles so they're promoting homosexual marriage, homosexuals, transgender. This is against God. Now, I'm not making a stand on this per se. I'm telling you what they're doing. You see, I'm not saying, well, I don't agree with all that. I'm telling you exactly how they're operating. I'm not telling you what Tom Gamble says about homosexual marriage. I have my personal opinions, obviously. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm telling you the mechanics, the physics of this thing, and how they're orchestrating it. You know, watch this. All right, for example. Stubblebine. You got to be kidding me. People trust this guy. He's a controlled opposition, for goodness sakes. And his wife, LeBron, or whatever, she's another one. Works for Ventura, for goodness sakes alive. You know that Steven Seagal is thinking about going for Arizona governor? Y'all get the point here? And they use these movie stars and Freemasons that are movie stars in the past. That's got your... Charlton Heston, NRA. NRA was created to slow down legalizing guns and being an advocate. They're designed to slow you down. So they pretend like they're patriots. Hook and crook every single one of them. Notice they never got anywhere, don't they? How about that? Because they know. They were there to slow you down. I'm going to read you something here. This is cataloged. Exact extract of the congressional record of the House of Representatives dated February the 15th, 1913, where the oath is entered as purported on the Knights of Columbus. Now, one second. Yes, it's the same thing as Knights of Malta. And all right. Now listen to this carefully here. Every Knight of Malta. Now Churchill was a Knight of Malta. Leonard Horowitz is a Knight of Malta. I got a list of Knights of Malta. Oliver North is Knights of Malta. All right, Knights of Malta's. It goes back. It's like Knights Templar. They're all connected. This rah 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 stuff. Here's the oath they take. Now listen. I, General Boykin, now in the presence of Almighty God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed St. John the Baptist, the Holy Apostles, St. Peter, St. Paul, and all the saints, sacred host of heaven, and to you, my ghostly father, Superior General of the Society of Jesus. That's the Jesuits. The Jesuits are murderers. Anyway, excuse me. Rounded by Ignatius Loyola, I call it Ignoramus Loyola, in the pontification of Paul III, and continued to the present due by the womb of Virgin, the metrics of God, the rod of Jesus Christ, declare and swear that His Holiness the Pope is Christ's vice regent, is a true and only head of the Catholic Universal Church throughout the earth, and by virtue of the days binding and loosing given His Holiness by the Savior Jesus Christ, in the same paragraph, He has power to depose heretical kings, princes, states, commonwealths, and governments, and they may be safely destroyed. Therefore, to the utmost of Ray power, that's fallen angels, by the way, I will defend this doctrine and His Holiness right and custom against all usurpers of heretical or Protestant authority. Whatever, especially the Lutheran Church of Germany, Holland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and now pretended authority in churches of England and Scotland, and the branches of the same now established in Ireland. Oh, and this goes on, all this nonsense. Now, here we go. Quote, I do now denounce and disown my allegiance as due to any king, heretical king, prince, or state, named Protestant or liberals, or obedience to any of their laws, magistrates, or officers. I do further declare that the doctrine of the churches of England and Scotland, of the Calvinist, Huguenots, and others of the name of Protestant or Masons to be damnable, and they themselves to be damned who will not forsake the same. Quote, I do further declare that I will help, assist, and advise all or any of His Holiness agents, that's Jesuits, in any place where I should be, in Switzerland, Germany, Holland, Ireland, or America, or in any other kingdom or territory, and we are a colony of England, by the way, I shall come to and do my utmost to extirpate the heretical Protestant or Masonic doctrines and to destroy all their pretended powers, legal or otherwise. Now, I keep going right here if you want, but I think I've read you enough right there. They're against even Masons. And do you know that General Boykin, one of the six generals that they say is on our side, is a Knight of Malta with his buddy Rick Joyner? And they're promoting revolution, and yet they work for the Vatican and the Jesuits? The Jesuits murder people and have since the 16th century and before the Illuminados. And since the year 1200, the Vatican murdered 68 million people. 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 A.D. Murdered 70 to 100,000 people in 1 week in St. Bartholomew Massacre in the 16th century. Murdered 837,000 inclusive Orthodox Serbs, Christians, Jews, Gypsies between 1941 and 1945 at only one concentration camp that was managed to some degree by Bishop Stefanich, by the Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops. And you're going to call them one of your generals? I've been saying for 4 years that you will be infiltrated and they will put you up. You have 22 suicides per day of U.S. servicemen and women, 22 suicides per day every 24 hours. That's a lot of people killing themselves coming back from Iraq. Kind of makes you think they don't want them to be involved in any revolution. Kind of makes you think that maybe there's things they saw over there they weren't talking about. Things they've seen over there they don't want them speaking about. So they kill them off. I got the suicide conspiracy study I've done, part one, part two, on my website. Well, at least my broadcasts aren't intense. So, if I can find this in 10 minutes, what's holding people back? What's the problem? What's going on? How come other people can't do it? George Bush is nice of Malta. George Bush Jr., nice of Malta. Jeb Bush is nice of Malta. Prescott Bush, nice of Malta. All the Bushes, nice of Malta. King Carlos is nice of Malta. William Casey. Michael Chertoff. Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky, manufacturing consent. Bill Clinton, nice of Malta. George Anderson. Tony Blair. Bloomberg. Ever hear of those people? They're Knights of Malta. General William Boykin, Knights of Malta. Family, more of us than them, what numbers are these guys using? But see, they've lost. Because Jesus Christ is going to judge. Alan Greenspan was Knights of Malta. Jesus Christ is going to judge all of them. Every single mother, son, and daughter of them. Lee Iacocca, Knights of Malta. Heinrich Himmler was a Knights of Malta. Richard Holbrooke, Knights of Malta. Kellogg, Rice Krispies, Knights of Malta. Ted Kennedy, Knights of Malta. Henry A. Kissinger, Knights of Malta. He's the, with Alexander Haig, was a forerunner of the plan to start the depopulation of the world, NSSM 200. And peanut farmer Carter kept it up with Global 2000 to continue the depopulation plan, which includes vaccinations, murder, who knows what. It's all listed if you look it up. All kinds of clever ways to depopulate. Eric Prince, Knights of Malta. Woohoo! Blackwater. Ronald Reagan. Ronald E. Reagan was a Knights of Malta. David Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller. Amschel Meyer von Rothschild. Knights of Malta. You see how Satan operates? Joseph Smith's Blackwater, Knights of Malta. Frank Sinatra, Knights of Malta. Satan is prince of this world. Ted Turner is the Knights of Malta. General William Westmoreland. Yeah, you got it. General Anthony Zinni. And they took an oath to God to be against you all, everybody. Now, they lose. Because Jesus wins. Which side do you want to be on? Because that's what it's going to come down to. And the closer you get to that point, and the closer you get to God, your interruptions are going to come in. Interruptions from family. Interruptions from outside. People can get friendly to you. Watch out. Watch your back. Pray for discernment and wisdom. Because it's going to get tough. I'm here to tell you. And they use the news as a report card. Now, for example, you had a report recently, and I'm going to get onto a dialogue here in a minute I'm just getting warmed up, actually. And you had a... Let me give you an example of how this works. They pass messages to each other worldwide, nationwide, and so forth through the media, TV, news, comic books, and all kinds of different ways. They know what to look for. They tell them to watch this issue this month, and they have a code system, second to none. In the old days, they would carry it by Pony Express, or they'd carry it by, back in the 1700s, by a courier on a horse. And so the documents themselves would have certain words and paragraphs, either italicized or different type of script, but they would have certain real clever codings. The Masons have a code book, you see, and the Illuminati has a very complex coding system. So even if you read one of their letters, you'll never get it. You just read something about, I don't know, Alice in Wonderland, whatever. But inside of that, there'll be a coding where there'll be a message. It's very clever how they do it. Okay. So, there's an article came out recently, and of course it's all over the place, and it's January the 16th, that was whooped today, yeah, this morning, alright, a man accidentally charged $1,666 at a Waffle House, accidentally. So Jimmy Andrews came to Waffle House with a huge appetite, and left with a massive tab. He was given a check for $16.51 at Waffle House in Piedmont, South Carolina. But then he went to register. It was rung up for $1,666.61. Now, what do y'all see about that? That's 666. So what that is, somewhere in this article, or the fact the article came out, is a message to somebody in the Illuminati nationwide that something's getting ready to go down or not go down. Now, what it is, I have no idea. But this is how they pass messages. That's not accidental. That's not a novelty. That's like, oh, wow, ooh, that's like the... To somebody, that article means something. That's how they do it. Now, today's newsletter that I have as they're picking up the steam, article says first the gay military, now Gates to head gay Boy Scouts. See, it's all coming about. They got to go after these institutions toward the end. And that's exact matter of fact, that's in Ruth Bader Ginsburg's plan, 1978. That's, I mean, it's there. It's documented. I can, you know, the evidence is clear. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a Supreme Court judge back in, during the time of Bill Clinton, she's a Supreme Court judge, judicial branch. She is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That means she's Illuminati. Fact. Now, she also performed the first homosexual marriage, I think it was last year. Oh, they're into it. Anyway, she sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and a previous court opinions had stated that the federal government should, in controlling or dismantling the family, and patriotism and individual liberty, they got to dismantle it. That is part of the Humanist Manifesto. Then why did they create it in the first place? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Because, you see, they needed the patriotism, family unit, individual liberties, and all that stuff set up so we would galvanize and fight World War I, World War II. And then they knew after World War II, there'd be no more wars until World War III. So then they had to determine how to keep us busy in a time of peace and then create little forest fire wars of sorts. It's all pre-planned. Bilderberg, try to let you get the point here. All right. So one of the points of humanism was to dismantle the family. It goes back to 1700s. Adam Weishaupt carried the plan to, and Lenin was a student of the Humanist Manifesto, to destroy the country, you dismantle the family. That's a strategy. It's a chess move. So now they don't want you to have a family togetherness for strength because they want to break down America in order to bring in the North American Union and invoke and put us, bring us into, drag us into the United Nations world government. That's why they targeted the Serb Orthodox Christians. That's why Nixon, that's a Freudian slip. That's why Hitler was on the way to do that in Albania before 1945. We just continued it on for him. You see, this is complex, granted. Well, here's the point. In her actual report, and I got a copy of the report, by the way, besides drafting women in the military and assigning them to combat duty and applying affirmative action in the armed forces to, in order to equalize the number of men and women, the purpose of that specifically was to eliminate, to destroy, to get rid of traditional feminine roles. That's always been the plan, to destroy the family. Homosexual marriage, destroy the family. Transgender, destroy the family. Tax laws changed, destroy the family. That's the sole purpose. Feminism was created as evidence and testimony confirmed. Feminism was funded by Rockefeller Foundation to destroy the family, to change the roles of men and women. And it's worked perfectly. Nobody's to the wiser. Okay. Well, one part of their plan was, I quote, eliminate the traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as a homemaker, integrate all male and all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities, unquote. You heard the unquote part, end quote? Yeah, as quoted. An even larger threat to the American family was within the walls of the United Nations on November the 20th, in 1989. The UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child to give the child the right to make decisions on their own. Now, that being known, that's where they're getting the Child Euthanasia Act. No child left behind to destroy the education. Get rid of homeschooling. Now you know why they're doing it. This is why, another reason, destroy the military, not only the suicides, but beginning in 1993, don't ask, don't tell. Bill Clinton, Knights of Malta, to allow homosexuals, knowing very well there would be a conflict between straight and homosexual. And it's worked perfectly. And his partner, Obama, working with George Bush too, they're all partners of those secret societies, was to say, now it's okay to come out of the closet. And boy, it worked perfectly. You had people getting out. You had conflicts in the showers, to say the very least. You had people, it divided the military. That worked exactly. Where are the Joint Chief of Staff all this time? What are they doing? They dumb or what? What's going on with them? Don't they know bringing women to frontline units to fight beside a man? That just gets me all over because I was a former Marine, man. Are these Joint Chief of Staff that cowardly? Or that evil that they're going to go through with the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus agenda? The latter. Dismantling the military because they're not patriots at all, as they pretend to be. I'm neutral either way. I follow Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you from perspective of what's really happening. You see? And I guess I'm hoping, those of you, we got a nice crowd today. Nice bunch of people. We got quite a few. You already know this. You've heard me say this on several times, and I throw new information in, a new perspective every time. I guess I'm just saying all this now because I'm hoping maybe they'll hear it and get mad at me. And if they get mad at me, I've done my duty. If they want to take me down again like they did before, then that's a good thing because that means I've done ticked somebody off. That means I got to them. That's worth it to me. Every bit of it's worth it to me. All wrong. Quote, in California, girls can use urinals in the boys' restroom. How clear can I get? Right there it is, right in front of my eyeballs. Boom, there it is on January the 16th. Happening right before me. Man, this makes my toes curl to see it all happening. Benghazi weapons shipped to Al-Qaeda in Syria through Turkish IHH Humanitarian Relief Foundation. Weapons, Al-Qaeda, CIA. Now you know why they had to kill that ambassador. Well, who's the Illuminati of the United States? CFR. What part makes up CFR? Well, one part is the State Department, Department of U.S. military. Oh, among, I mean, a lot of banking and media and business industry, media, transportation, education, all this. Here's the point. U.S. military, Illuminati members in 93, nothing's changed, probably just added to it. 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department. And 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff. That's a lot in the Joint Chief of Staff. That used to be former lieutenants or second lieutenants. Used to go to college, too, I bet you. Bet they had friends, didn't they, graduating high school, don't you think? Probably even have a mommy and a papa. Probably brothers and sisters who have friends and cousins. They kind of forget about that, don't they? I bet they had troops before them that trusted them, saluted them, gave them plaques and little coins and silly things. Probably look at them with high esteem, while behind closed doors they've taken an oath to help kill them. The ones that followed them, they're taking an oath to kill them, to allow the death of the country they supposedly served, because of secret society oath to Lucifer is their allegiance. Every one of them that goes to the halls of the Council of Foreign Relations is going to Lucifer. Every single one. So they justify it by saying the ends justifies the means. You see? Oh, they got the education sewed up. Well, yeah, education sewed up, man. And religion, all sewed up. Gay marriage rulings in Oklahoma and Utah build momentum. Support bills for this bullied transgender student charged with battery. You see what I mean? So that brings sympathy for them. I'm neutral on this because I got to speak neutral. But I'm telling you what they're doing. You understand what you all know that? And this is how they bring the articles out. When I read this, it causes impression in my subconscious. It's a report card for the Illuminati. I want to keep emphasizing that. This is some radical stuff, isn't it? Gosh, we're already at 5:22. Family, is this too intense for y'all? I don't know how else to come about when I see all this happening. It's real. I mean, I'm not making any of this stuff up. It follows agenda. Now, but something else. Don't you notice lately that, boy, aren't they coming out with a whole lot of truth lately? And nobody's paying any attention. But they've all of a sudden started coming out with all kinds of reports on themselves. Well, they have to. They have to do it. They're required to tell you the truth before they do it. But they've got it so dumbed down that they can tell the truth and nobody's going to pay any attention. Oh, my gosh. I'll keep it together here. Listen to this. Quote, the world's greatest whistleblower is stuck in a Russian winter facing solitary confinement, ridicule, and life in prison. If U.S. agents grab him. But this week, we could help him get to safety. Edward Snowden exposed the mind-boggling illegal level of surveillance the U.S. government's conducting on all of us. His welcome and nobody said anything about the million children we're missing. If they're conducting all this surveillance on humankind here in Mount Airy, that too probably, in the United States, then how come they can't find missing children? About a million, only a million a year, that's all, really. They can't find one of them? and yet they put them on milk cartons? That's a pathetic. That's an insult. They should be raking in hundreds of children every day that's been kidnapped. They should be so busy bringing children home. Think about it, man. Think about it. If something's wrong here. If they're doing all this surveillance that everybody's scared about, wait a minute now. Where's the outcry? If you're doing all this surveillance, how come you're not bringing all these children home? Monitoring credit cards, monitoring phone calls, keeping track of all, what's going on? You're not coordinating the suspicious reports of certain homes that's got dungeons downside. Something ain't right here. How about all those cameras all over the place? They're not seeing children being grabbed and where they're going? Or are they part of it? Waiting for that one, wasn't you? Yeah. Yet they play with this guy named Snowden. So he did so to reveal a massive system of illegal global spying on industrial scale. You see, look at that. Heroic action. Heroic my butt. He's a liar, a cheater, and took money to lie, to tell us only 70% truth of what he's told to do, and to not tell us the rest. See, when they get rid of the NSA and all these others, everybody's going to celebrate. It'd just be changing the pot for the kettle. See, it's called a dialectic. I know what these people are up to, man. Oh, they're sneaky, 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 sneaky. And here, this Snowden guy says we're messing around with tall, Caucasian aliens. Yeah, well. And now they got 2017, Jesus Christ returns, 100% ironclad proof. And people believe this nonsense. And when you talk about this article, for example, in the year 17 AD, Yeshua, I can't pronounce it, of Nazareth, you see, Yeshua, here's your Yahweh, Yeshua nonsense too. Because they're getting y'all ready for Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel. All this is of alien thing. It's all connected. All this is connected. There's an article here on that. And they make sure they put Yeshua. Then they intermingle with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, otherwise known as Yeshua. You see how they do it? The Messiah. No, he's not. Because when the one called Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, when he does make his appearance, and he will, about this ridiculous nonsense about blood moon and all that nonsense, Feast of Trumpets and all this stuff, Feast of the Tabernacle, yes, that's yet to happen. Oh, I was going to talk about that. Not today. I just studied on that. That's the only feast that's yet to happen. This is after the fact, though. It's the Feast of the Tabernacle. Yeah, buddy. That's in the future. That's Revelation. That's all. Red moon, blue moon, I don't know, moon, go get mooned or whatever. No, that's just, Hagee's full of nonsense. And he talks about in this, is about blood moons and all that stuff. They're trying to calculate with, don't people read the Bible? I thought they're supposed to read the Bible. Nobody knows the day or the hour of his return. You're not appointed to wrath. Any questions? That's it. Now tonight, I want to talk about on Bible study, once saved, always saved. And family, you know, there's Christians that divide and just, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're a pre-trib believer. We're post-trib. And they'll say, we're post-trib, you get away from me. We're pre-trib, get away from me. Say, what? What are you talking about? Family. That's not part of whether or not you're saved. It's Satan's way of keeping us divided. There's more of us than them. You got Christians divided pre-trib, post-trib, no trib. You got Christians divided and once saved, always saved, over here, over there. Man, you got Catholic over here, Protestant over there, Protestant so divided, it's like rice in a wedding. And more of us than them. Man, y'all better get your fingers and toes out and start counting again. And they're all putting on these articles about Jubilee year. They got all this cap. Remember, I've been talking about this. They do all this calculations. They got blue moons, red moons, I don't know, blood moons, and Jubilee year plus 50s, you know, pi r times square, 6r 250 something, I don't know what. And they get all this calculated, and God just says back that they will not be until the man of sin is revealed, the sun and the falling away. How hard is that? Man of sin to be revealed and falling away. That they will not come until the man of sin is revealed and falling away. It got nothing to do with no blood moon. It got nothing to do with some jubilee, whatever. Now, could this be a fake they pull up? Oh, yeah. Now, they have to work on that. So they give you the prophecy from these false prophets. Then they use harp, supernatural, whiz-bang, smoke, and mirrors, as God may allow for them to fulfill their own prophecy. Now, that's how that works. But God clearly says, I go with what God says. Now, y'all can do what you want, but I go with what God says. When that man's sin is revealed, and the falling away, the real falling away, the total falling away begins. Now, before the falling away begins, they got to soften people up. Now, go back to what I said an hour and a half ago. Homosexual marriage increased. Now you got the point. So the more they do these things, the more they soften up, the more they pull away from God, this is going to hit. So in a way, they're right. Let me explain myself. They say, we're preparing man for the coming evolution of mankind to the next level of human existence. Blah, blah, blah. And to extend the body for eternal life by DNA manipulation. Well, they're not telling you that. Here's the big picture. The tribe of Dan is going to get screwed over bad. Because the tribe of Dan is the 13th tribe. That's the Jews in Israel today. They're going to get blasted bad. Hey, better tell Hagee. Somebody better tell Hagee this. And some of those Yahweh crowd. And those that saying, we got to protect Israel and all that. Well, they better tell God, he better change his scripture. Because aren't these people forgetting about the abomination of desolation? Aren't these people forgetting about the second seal and the third and fourth seal? Somebody's forgetting about something here. Because the second seal, when it's broken, because what happens in the first seal? The Jews in Israel will turn their back on God once more, for the last time they will, and sign a peace covenant with the Antichrist. Bad move. So, but we're not to go after Israel. That's not our business. That's God's business. Well, I'm going to tell you what, God's going to take care of it too. When they sign that peace covenant, something legal, with the Antichrist, they're signing their death warrant. That's God's business. We bear worry about ourselves, and that is to spread the word about Jesus Christ, even to them. But you weigh the 144,000 come popping up. And that's not America, let me tell you. And they ain't blonde-haired, blue-eyed neither. They're going to look more like Arabs than anything else. What Jesus is going to look like is Arab. All his skin, dark skin. You white folk, deal with it. I ain't got a problem with it, none. It's about the spirit, not the skin. It's about the spirit, not patriotism, all that stuff. It's about the return of Jesus Christ to this planet to stop the sacrifices of children, to stop the wars, because the Illuminati on both sides of the ocean, around about in the front and back and center, are the ones causing the wars. Of course they can stop the wars, and they're the ones causing them. So the evolution of man, oh yeah. But what they're not telling them is they want man to evolve by meditation and all that stuff. So you'll provide the physical vehicle for the disembodied spirits and demons that were lost in the flood. They use God's creation for their own use. seances, Ouija board, drugs, abominations, opens up portals to allow demons to inhabit your body like a host. That's the big picture. If you're born again, it ain't going to happen. If you're not born again, you got a demon lying inside you that's going to come up when you are rendered null and void by drugs, abominations, whatever. That demon takes over your body. It's what yoga is all about. And so, since the body was made with God's wisdom to only last 120 years, they want to keep that body for as long as they can because they think the knowledge will win out over God's power because they're going to control the weather, control all this and all that with their knowledge. It ain't going to happen. But they want to extend the life of the body past 120 years. And that's where you get eternal life by their mixing DNA with binary code. Transhumanism. Now you get the picture? This is the big, big picture. So it needs you to give up your body so they can take it. That's what this is all about. Because in the flood, the fallen angels had the Nephilim, the giants, men of renown, never had a spirit connected to God. But there were demonic entities and beings inside those bodies. God destroyed those bodies so that fallen angels that were eternal had to stand by and watch their children be drowned and watch their children kill each other. Watch their children, the giants, the abominations, murder each other, kill each other. You understand? So now, this is their revenge on God's children. What I'm telling you is pretty heavy right now. I don't know if y'all got that, but that's the big, big picture. Is their revenge against God by destroying as many humankind as they can. And to have us eat our own, to kill our own, to fight off each other in front of God. And don't you know that when he comes down, when he sends down judgment on this earth again, for the last time, it's not going to be like this Begley and all these other false prophets say, a couple of hailstones falling in Texas. It won't be some Red River in Pakistan, and it won't be some, I don't know, some Blue River somewhere else, or Fukushima, which is a fraud, by the way. They're lying to you when they talk about Fukushima. That's another lie that they're telling. That's coming out now, too. No. God's judgment will be, you won't need a TV to see it. You won't need to hear some kind of truth teller out there on some radio station or some YouTube, whatever. Man, it's going to be on your front doorstep. You see, God's wrath will come down on this earth that no man has ever seen in the history of all mankind because of all the pain and suffering against children and sacrifices in the Colosseums of Rome. All the way up to World War I, World War II, the sacrifices of Hiroshima and Nagasaki that was not necessary. The million children missing every year. You won't be watching the judgment on TV. You see, you got to know that. And every human ever been born will be judged or rewarded if you take Jesus Christ as Savior. This ain't time to play games and follow some preacher or some movement or charismatic movement or Calvary Church thing with all these false preachers and teachers and all this. Heck with them. Jesus Christ is the only one. There's no others. Chuck Smith, none of them. They're all charismatic or something or another. No, sir. Not a human being, not a movement, not a church, nothing on earth, but Jesus in heaven, supernaturally. And God's going to see to it. Right now, people just playing around. We talked about cap and trade, but they're going to cap the fuel, the fossil fuels. I've talked about that, getting ready for Aja fuels and all that, right? Well, here's some more reports. Thousands of natural gas leaks under the streets of D.C. See, it's all part of it, man. This is how they control the public. Because the fallen angels are going to come down here, aliens, say we have a better source of energy. We have free energy. Hooray! We don't have to pay the bill anymore. We got algae. We don't have to use about natural gas. No. People don't have to die no more, blow up. Coal mines don't have to cave in anymore. Oil, bad stuff. No more leaks and train crashes or all that stuff. Don't have to do it anymore. We got natural gas. Got natural fuels and out of algae farms and all this. That's what they're coming with. And they're prepared for it already. Soros bought up a lot of the Midland. They're going to use the Chesapeake Bay, Great Lakes, and part of the Gulf of Mexico for the algae farms. They haven't told you all that, have they? No. No, they ain't told you all that. This is their plan. But watch out for the light show coming and the fake Jesus that's coming, Sanan Emanuel, all that's yet to happen. But they got to get all their ducks in a row before they make a move, because they can't make a mistake. Former Prime Minister of Japan, January 12, 2014, we've been lied to. Nuclear experts lying to us. They've been telling a pack of lies. Governor TEPCO needs to reveal who gave orders to lie about Fukushima meltdown. Do y'all have any idea how many nuclear explosions occurred in Nevada and other places? What do you think happened in the United States then? How about Nagasaki and Hiroshima? They're thriving cities today. Something ain't right. This is their fake tribulation period that the fallen angels are going to clean up. They got to have something to clean up, you know. See, now, 90% of the rest of the world's population or United States population for sure, have not a clue what we're talking about today if they were to listen. They wouldn't even listen to the first 10 minutes of me talking. They'd be out of here so fast because they couldn't handle it. So the ones that listen are the ones that listen to the truth tellers and the TV radio shows and all that sort of thing. And so they're going to tell the others. That's what we're counting on. So we're kind of like working for them in a way and not knowing it. And they got everything covered except their soul. And that's going to come around to it. And I like to look at the bigger picture. And sometimes I get sidetracked, but one thing is the biggest picture. Oh, by the way, we are played up in highportradio.net. Highportradio.net, www.highportradio.net. And that's by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, Kirkler. Highportradio@yahoo.com is his email. And they play us up there in New York, New Jersey, and he's got a network there. He plays us randomly, our Bible studies. And broadcast. Let y'all know that. You know, God did this all through one man. Everything's going on through one man. Not Joel's army, not militia groups, not some army of God thing, whatever. I don't know. God don't need mankind to do this. Zechariah 4, or Zechariah 5, anyway, that flying scroll, that's not a nuclear missile. Oh, for goodness sakes. And the Ezekiel, the wheel, and within a wheel thing going on there, that's not a UFO. Those are visions. This flying scroll is God's judgment. It's not a nuclear missile. Has anybody really looked at the... Oh, goodness gracious. God did this all through one man. The plight of Israel in Egypt, God's nation was in a lot of ruin. Widespread apostasy. Satan had Israel under his heel. Sound familiar? Manipulated the political powers of this day, making laws against them, prosecuting them. The enemy was ridiculing and mocking God's testimony on earth. sound familiar? Yeah. It was, at that time, a very dark hour in Israel's history. And over time, the people grew discouraged. This is back then. They began backsliding, indulging in pleasures and sensuality of Egypt, and idolatry, fornication became rampant. Israel's situation was hopeless. It's what mankind does. And we were evolutionizing? I don't think so. But that I'm talking about back then. You thought I was talking about now, didn't you? What was God's response then to this rising power of darkness? What did he do? Did he go and stir up the surrounding empires to act as his rod against Egypt? Did he incite a civil war among the Egyptians? What the Illuminati does. Did he send avenging angels down? No. Not in the New Testament, he didn't. He sure wreaked havoc in the Old Testament, though. God didn't do any of that, though, in the New Testament. He had a different plan. His plan was raising up one man, raised up Moses. You see, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment on all that he are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy, Psalms 103, 6 to 8. You see, old Moses here was a man of power, prayer power. There you go. He is totally shut in with God. And you know that Moses said no to the pleasures, ease of temptations of Israel, of Egypt. He lived under the total rule of the Holy Ghost. He had no agenda, no ambition of his own. He forsook all his human ability, which they do opposite. Because everybody human has an agenda, high ambition. Isn't that taught today? We want to increase our human ability. He forsook all his human ability. Because really it doesn't last. Relying on the great I am as his sole provision and resource. What do we rely on? Well, you know, I ran a 63-yard touchdown when I was in high school. Well, I got number one in this, or I climbed Mount Everest and did that. That's what they got. They got Guinness World Book of Records. You can say you've ate the most hot dogs in the world until you die, and then nobody remembered it anymore unless they accidentally pick up the book. You have the high school's fastest 100-yard dash until someone 5 years later replaces you. You can do the bucket list all you want. Does that solve your soul? Does it calm your soul? How many lists on the bucket list is it going to take to make you happy and fulfilled? How many buckets is it going to take? He came from holy ground and a first-hand vision of God's holiness. He relied on the I am. Looked to the future, not the past. So, in the blackest hour of Israel's history, it looked as if God's people would succumb to the enemy. The Lord raised up a man who would act as a testimony in the midst of it all. And that one man brought down a whole nation while raising up another. God did it all through one man. 1933, they had planned a military coup of the U.S. government to bring a dictatorship. FDR, that piece of work did, was going to, hidden from history. One man brought it down by one major general in the Marine Corps, Smedley D. Butler, brought it down. I don't think he knew the entire impact of what he did and who was really involved. But he stopped us from becoming a dictatorship in 1933-34 by exposing the plot to seize the White House. Nixon, in his plot to seize the White House, just failed, as he did. And the rest of them, actually. All of them. But they all laid the groundwork. They all work together for a new world order. Each president, subservient to the Vatican, land the next brick, the next brick, the next brick. This is the reality of the history. Worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
From Ronald Reagan to Billy Sunday to Billy Graham to Michael Jordan, as evidence shows, have one thing in common. They all work for the Illuminati in one time or another. All of the Hollywood, the high-level religious world, actually, all major players in entertainment and arts, politics, religion, finance, philosophy, education, and science. Literally. You know, they murdered 300 microbiologists from 2006 to 2006, 7, 8. 300 microbiologists. Swimming accident, getting shot, choked, beat, car accident, plane crash. 300 microbiologists. But it was all accidents, I bet. These areas, in fact, have a specialist that oversees their objectives, all of them. They're referred to as Ashram Rays in the New Age movement. The human servers are internationally known and fit in every field. You know, Christianity is so corrupted, it's not even funny. The only true word of God is the King James Bible, not the others, which came from an entirely different source. Jesus Christ, and not Yeshua or Jeshua or Yahweh, Jesus Christ is going to fix it. Only Jesus Christ is Father Jehovah. They are one the same. It's a mystery, I know. But it's a dimension that we don't have any, we have no conception to be able to understand it. I don't have a problem with that. No religion can be trusted, none of them. No secret society is of God. And the fallen angels are imposters, taking on the identity of ascended masters or so-called aliens. You're going to see them in the future. When? I don't know. But they're coming. And you know, those in the blood oaths of the Illuminati, you can quit the Illuminati once you sign your name literally in your own blood or born into it. You can quit it. But there's a price to pay. Because once you quit or even want to quit, you're going to die. So if you're going to advance in a higher level of all those areas I told you about, someone in your family or someone you care about must die and die for you to advance in their organization. That's not unlike the gangs of today. For you to advance or you to prove it, you sometimes have to go out and kill somebody or steal something from your family or something important to show allegiance to the gang. It's no different. John Todd, good example. Oh, you have this one called Mark Dice or whatever his name is, another Yahoo-controlled opposition that's trying to discredit John Todd, but it's baloney. They always go after the ones who tell the truth. Family, they lose. And just remember, it's going to get tight when this thing finally goes down. And y'all got to be tough, but depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we are at the end of the program. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a lot of controversial issues in the Bible study. And the new covenant made in his blood, the salvation forever. You know, first, you need to be saved. Second, you cannot save yourself. Third, Jesus has already provided your salvation. And fourth, Jesus will enable you to overcome temptation. Your part, though, is to believe, repent, Confess your sin to Jesus and confess Jesus before men. And every one of us, we shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. Is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9, 27. He that believeth on him shall not come into judgment. John 5, 24. And we're not appointed to wrath. Well, the wrath is the second half of the tribulation, and it is absolutely 7 years. If it's not 7 years, and it's 3.5 years, you have to account for the 7 seals. Then you have to account for the 7 trumpets, and then the 7 bowls. And how are you going to fit that in 3.5 years? I'm all ears on that one. Because that means you have to go against the Bible. You go against the Bible, you better read Revelation 22, 18, 19. Are we back? Yeah, we're back. Wow, that's a cutoff. You got to answer to him. Family time's coming. You got to make a decision and get away from mankind and get to Jesus. It ain't about following mankind or pushing mankind or this movement, that movement, this people, that people. Whatever. It's about establishing your own relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what we're going to come down to. All these people you support, mankind, following them and all that stuff, it's going to go by the wayside. Being convinced that I'm a sinner and knowing that Christ died for the ungodly, I now accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. With his help, I intend to confess him before men. Sacred name? What are you talking about? Sacred name movement. Hebrew roots movement. What is all this nonsense? You can't say his name before men. What? As soon as they tell me that, I don't care if it's my brother, mother, father, or whatever. I'm done. I just nod my head. I'm out of there. Don't care who it is. You see, if it goes against the Bible, I'm done. That's it. You see, I mean, there's a point in time you got to take that stand. And boy, I tell you, your popularity is going to go down the hill right quick. I know Jesus did. And see, Jesus was rebellious. Your Chuck Baldwins and all these guys said Jesus was rebellious. No, he wasn't. Mankind's rebellious. He came down here to fix things. We, as humankind, are rebellious. You see? Well, family, y'all have a great night and know that Jesus Christ is coming back. And that's the bottom line. And our reward, our lives aren't down here. You can see that clearly. It's somewhere else. And if you think for a moment evil created this world, you got another thing coming. Evil didn't. But evil's allowed to work down here because man sinned and opened up that gateway, opened up that doorway. But Jesus Christ took it back on the cross. And through him, you're saved just like he was. Because he's the creator. And all through the Bible gives you examples. Enoch was taken. Elijah. Lazarus raised from the dead. Jesus Christ resurrected. All three are different examples. Notice that. God made sure you saw all examples of what he could do. Y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ loves you, Know that Jesus Christ is there for you, and it's between you and Him, and no other movement, human, country, patriotism, whatever. No, it's between you and Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. That's it. And the King James Bible is His solemn word. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from men that was inspired by God, men that translated, transcribed by God's inspiration and direction to make sure you got the Holy Word as He promised. That means that since the King James Bible is in fact the irrefutable Word of God, that King James Bible can be traced back all the way to the day of creation. Why? Because it comes from God. Who created mankind? God did. Who created the universe? God did. And what's His holy word? King James Bible. That means the King James Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is the oldest scriptures in the face of this planet ever been written. It's the oldest book on earth. Written by men inspired by God. Played out by people that were led by God. And that's His word, by goodness. And it's not the book of Enoch. The book of Enoch didn't come from Enoch at all. It's impossible. The prophecy mentioned in the Bible did. Passed down. But no book of Enoch. Y'all have a great evening. And know that time's short. And know that Jesus Christ is alive and well. And He's coming back because He's alive. And you can see the signs of the times. And that's what I try to bring about in this broadcast, to show you their report card as they look at it. And their report card is a big F. Y'all have a good night. We'll see y'all tonight, 7:30 Bible study.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
God bless and good night. See y'all tonight at 7:30.